Clair, Arkansas. Welcome to the Riding with Rodney podcast, a project of the Rodney Govins for Congress campaign featuring Rodney himself with co-hosts Steve Grapp and Crystal Kirkendall. That's me. If you like what you hear, please consider contributing your spare change or making a one-time donation to help Rodney get elected. Donate, grab a killer Riding with Rodney t-shirt, or simply learn more about the campaign at rodneyforcongress.org. That's spelled out Rodney, forcongress.org. This podcast production is paid for by Committee to Elect Rodney Govins.
All right, it is Sunday afternoon and we are here with congressional candidate Rodney Govins. How you doing today, Rodney?
Another beautiful day in paradise. You know, every day above ground is a good day, right?
Yes, it is. Sundays are one of my favorite days. Now that campaign is kicking off, we're going to be busy on the weekends. We're also here with Crystal Kirkendall, the communication director extraordinaire for the Rodney for Govins campaign. How are you doing today, Crystal?
I'm good. It's sunny. It's almost 60 degrees. The trees are budding. And Gus and I took a big Frisbee walk earlier. So I'm doing pretty good today.
That's good. It was a busy week around Arkansas. It was primary week. There was campaigns going all over the place. There's also ballot petition campaigns going on everywhere. There's like six of them. Everywhere you go, there's people gathering. This is going to help us with the campaign, too, because I think you fall right in line with most of the values of these petitions. But tell us, Rodney, I think you've been all over the districts this week. I know you are from one end to the other. Tell us where you've been this week and what's been going on with the campaign.
Well, it's been a long month this week, right? So we've been able to get out. We've been able to talk to our constituency over in Marshall, in Leslie, in St. Joe. Had a great conversation, great Riding for Rodney episode with Melissa Smith and her daughter, Raina. We got to meet the airport guys up in Marshall, which... for those of you that don't know, little municipalities have airports, and you know, talking to them and seeing what they've done with that airport was absolutely remarkable. I mean, their tarmac's brand new. They really put a lot of effort into rebuilding that airport, and so much so that the emergency management folks are talking about putting their helicopter there as an actual like permanent base of operations. So they've done a lot of great things. It's been great going out there. We've been to Jonesboro. Of course, we got to get out the vote, right? We've got a couple of runoffs that are going on throughout the district right now, which is a little, you know, it's a little disheartening that we couldn't turn out the vote a little bit more, but there's nothing better than an election. Election lets you choose your leadership. So we're actually intrigued and interested and invested in getting more people out to vote.
So you were in Searcy County this week. That's Marshall and Leslie over there. Yes. They don't get a whole lot of attention. And, you know, I've been talking to the Democratic Party over there, and they're excited. You're coming back at the end of the month, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We plan on being in Salem soon. I believe we're going to be going to Salem here this month. We're also going to be coming back to Searcy County. We've got a couple of things scheduled in Craighead County. And, of course, we've got to go up to Greene County. Mr. and Ms. Gibson made it a point to me last night that I better get my butt up to Greene County, and we had planned on doing it pretty soon, but we're going to go a little bit sooner now.
Miss Judy's going to keep you in line.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
I want to elaborate on Searcy a little bit, and then I'm going to throw it over to Crystal, because I know we've got some campaign swag that has come in today, and we're going to open it up on air. But Searcy County, I'm going to give one more big plug. March 26th, they're throwing a rally. And Stand Up Arkansas is going to be there. For Our Kids is going to be there with their ballot petitions. I think maybe we'll have a few of the other petitions there. But the big draw is going to be Rodney for Congress. And that's going to take place at the Leslie Community Center.
We're at Rodney for Congress, and I wanted to show everybody. So last episode I was on, I wore this Rodney for Rodney t-shirt, Rodney with Rodney. And so Rodney has a motorcycle, and because it's been cold, he hasn't been on it on camera with us yet, but that's going to happen. We did a Riding with Rodney dash cam tour, and Melissa and Raya showed us around Searcy County the other day. But I wanted a pin because I'm not trying to wear my t-shirt when I'm dressed up.
I thought you meant a riding pin.
No, look at that. So can you see it? It says, elect a rep who hears us, gets us, and helps us. I want to talk about some of the stuff that you touched on in Searcy County. And what are some of the things that the questions and concerns that you heard from people there, Rodney?
You know, the one thing that seems to be a common theme, especially throughout rural Arkansas, is infrastructure. Whether we're in, you know, Helena, West Helena, we're talking about their water system, Elaine's water tower, Leslie has water issues, right? I think their maps go back to 1910, and there ain't many updates on their water maps on how everything kind of flows out. Marshall was kind of the same way, infrastructure, right? And that's, you know, whether we're talking the utilities, right, or whether we're talking broadband access, whether we're talking, you know, just resources in general, right? Like, we're talking public school systems, right? That kind of the infrastructure and the systems that are in place, they got a lot of work that needs to be done, and nobody seems to want to do it.
Yeah, Stone County lost their water at the last, and that's in our district as well. We do have water infrastructure needs all over the state, and the governor and the government is just not doing anything about it.
Well, I think they're using the bipartisan infrastructure law funds to then turn around and lend millions of dollars with interest to these small communities that don't have the money to pay back a huge loan, let alone interest on top of it. I personally am not a fan of the government making money off of small towns. And you know, if the infrastructure laws are given to the state, I don't really like the fact that they can't just turn around and give it to the towns that need it for basic needs, for basic living things like clean water. It's mind blowing, but that's the system we have. The money is finally starting to get distributed, but you know, I think the Helena, West Helena estimate to really restore their water system for all residents of that town was like $90 million or something. They got a loan for $11 million recently.
This is, and I don't know how to say this any stronger, right? Been working on my cussing, so not gonna do that, right? But it is an absolute travesty for the state to have the solution and for the state to sit here and try to act like a bank. For the state to have the funds for residents that live in your state, and you would rather make interest on payments back on a loan rather than make sure that the people have clean, potable drinking water. That is a clown show. That's there's no better way to put that. That is an absolute clown show. And from a federal perspective, for my four congressional reps that are here, the incumbents, the reason why we're running against them is because they're sitting back, staying silent, and allowing this travesty to continue.
One thing that we didn't cover that was this past week was Jonesboro. I know you were there on Monday. I was headed up there, but we got hung up because we got our ballot initiative approved for education ballot initiative. But you went up there, and I think there was some pretty good turnout. There were two different rallies. Can you tell us about Jonesboro on Monday?
Absolutely. Going to the college and talking to the kids. And it's always hard talking to the younger generations. And I know when I was younger, I was the last thing I was concerned about was politics, right? I was concerned about who's got beer money, how much beer can we get, and whose house are we partying at, right? So I get it. But we had a lot of engaged young people that was really, really surprising to me. We had concerns about, you know, reproductive rights. We had concerns about voter suppression, which was it blew my mind that somebody was following it that close. We had a lot of concerns laid out, of course, student debt, right, student loans and things of that nature. And it was very, very refreshing to know that the young people were following it. And I think we registered, I want to say 167 people that day to register to go vote. And of course, all of them are in the first congressional district. Shouts out to Pike Fraternity. I'll be seeing you guys soon, right? But we definitely have an opportunity to kind of help these kids, you know. And the biggest thing, which, you know, it's heartbreaking, but a lot of the young people are concerned about shooters, campus shooters, active shooters. And after seeing what happened at the Super Bowl, you know, parade in Kansas City, I don't blame them.
And if you guys haven't, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard episode 3 of this podcast, Rodney and Steve take a deep dive into discussion about guns and gun regulations and gun reform, and I would encourage you to go watch that. The platform is now completely spelled out on the website. So if anybody reading this is wondering where Rodney stands on something, we get questions all the time on comments on TikTok and social media messages. And one of the, you know, there's a whole bunch of different topics. And so those things are all now on our website. You can go to rodneyforcongress.org/platform or just find it in the menu. The podcast is also there, and our new store. You can get yourself a Rodney t-shirt or whatever.
Get some merch. Get some merch.
With that, Crystal, let's just kind of lay out to everybody in the last couple of minutes of the podcast, where are all the different ways that they can connect with Rodney, and specifically, how can we get there, and maybe what's coming up on the calendar that people can be looking for? How can we volunteer? Let's just kind of go through some of that stuff.
Absolutely. So on rodneyforcongress.org, there is a page where you can sign up to volunteer. There is a button at the top of the page if you want to donate. And listen, we know that a lot of people don't have money to donate right now. Like, times are hard. Gas is expensive. Utilities are higher than they've been in a long time. We get it. You can pledge your digital spare change, and it's like rounds up your purchases, and you can do that through our website. There's a donate button at the top. You can also find that link on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com, at Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. And all of those have links to our website and so forth. And you can also subscribe to our emails and just keep up with upcoming events and find out when Rodney's coming to your area. So upcoming events, on the 20th, he will be in Stone County at the Stone County Library in Mountain View with Steve. And for our kids, there will be some ballot initiative petitions there. And you can find out more not only about Rodney and what he stands for, but also about those ballot initiatives and hear from Steve Grapp. And then on the 26th, he will be back in Sarcee County. The Sarcee County Democrats are hosting an open meeting. It's open to the public. All of the things that Rodney is speaking out are open to everybody. Even if you voted for Trump, we don't care about that. We care about the future, and we care about making Arkansas a better place and improving our communities and opportunities and infrastructure, regardless of what party you've historically identified with. So on the 26th, he'll be back in, on the 26th at Sarcee County. In Leslie, at the Leslie Community Center. And then on the 28th, we've got a really awesome fundraiser in Jonesboro. It's hosted by about 15 couples and individuals. It's going to be at the Parsonage on, I believe that's on Main Street. Starts at 5:30 p.m. and we'll have light appetizers and a cash bar. It's going to be a good time. And if you can't make it, or even if you can, we encourage you to donate what you can and support us as we begin to ramp up all of these visits and all this travel all across. There's 31 districts in the 31 counties in the first district. And if you are wondering if you live in the district or which counties are it includes, you can also find that at our website, rodneyforcongress.org/counties.
Woo! Let's catch a breath. I do have a couple of things I want to add, and thank you for that update. There's also a place on the website where you can volunteer. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're right in the midst of building our volunteer teams and leadership teams across the counties. We're looking for counties and deputy county leaders in each of the 31 counties. We've got a couple of those filled out. We have some campaign needs. If you're interested in getting involved in volunteering with the campaign, either in social media, that's kind of, Crystal has a team working on the social media side, or in field leadership, or just, there's just a need for, you know, personal people resources. And I know there's a place we can go. And another thing on fundraising, y'all, if y'all could even just give $5 a week or $10 a month, one of the ways that fundraising works is we try to go out to organizations and political action committees that'll give large donations. And the more small grassroots donations that a campaign can take in, y'all probably remember Bernie running, you know, $5 is what he ran on. because he was able to say, hey, I have 3 million people that are giving $5 a piece. You know, if we can get out there and say, hey, we've got 20,000 people giving $5 a piece, we can go to some of the bigger political action committees that'll go, oh, they do have some grassroots support behind them. We'll write a bigger check, or we'll do a TV campaign for their campaign, or we'll sponsor a direct mail for the campaign. But it takes those small donations from each of you. And even if you broke up your $20 to $5 every week, that actually helps us even more. So please, just if you've got an extra $5 a week, you know, like Sally Struthers said, for the cost of a cup of Starbucks a week, you can support the campaign.
I think a cup of Starbucks is more than $5 exactly.
It definitely
well,
is.
Times
it definitely
have changed.
Is.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I live in rural Arkansas. We don't have a Starbucks. But...
Well, those Seven Brews are popping up everywhere, so I don't know how much Seven Brew charges, but I think that's aiming at a little bit lower price point. So we'll change it to, for the cost of a Seven Brew a week, you can make this man congressman.
That's right. Hey, I want to add something too. There are opportunities to show your support. Even if you can't donate, that's fine. Like, we still want to hear from you. So if you go to rodneyforcongress.org/platform and scroll down, you'll see the people and the organizations that have endorsed him already, and you can add your name to the list. Or you can just fill out the form and say, I'm not sure about you yet, but these are the things that piss me off. You can give us your feedback and ask the questions you want and ask things for us to discuss on a future podcast. Tell him about your town. You can also offer to volunteer to show him around your town and share your community concerns with us. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you can't donate a dime, that's okay. We still want to hear from you. We would love to have your help. You can help the campaign from your couch. You don't have to have, you know, fiber internet at your house. There's a whole lot of stuff that you can help us do, regardless of the resources that you personally have to offer.
That's right. And last thing I'm going to say, that Riding with Rodney is a real cool idea. What we're doing is we're just getting out in each one of your communities. I don't care where you live, how small it is. You know, I'm going to throw out, you know, we have places like Pickles Gap. Well, Pickles Gap is by Conway, but there's like a possum grape. I'd love to do a Riding with Rodney at Possum Grape, just so we can find out how they got the name of their town. Yep. But, you know, we want to know what's going on. And with that, Rodney, we're going to throw it back to you. You take us home in the last couple of minutes and tell people why they need to vote for you for Congress and why they should get behind this campaign.
You know, Crystal mentioned earlier, you know, we don't care if you voted for Trump, and we don't. Voting for the president is just one aspect of government, and we keep forgetting that the House of Representatives is nicknamed the People's House for a reason. And it's time that we brought the People's House back to serve the very people that are electing them into that position. We've got to start representing people. It is very hard to represent people when you don't come home, when you don't engage your constituency, and when you shy away from confrontational subjects. We're not going to shy away from those. We're going to embrace those, because through the sharing of different opinions and different ideas, that's when the best of us can come out. This country has been founded on diversity. Give me your tired, you're hungry, you're poor, you're yearning to be free, right? And that attracts everybody from all corners of the globe. This is a melting pot, and that's why we have the best ideas, but only if we're listening, only if we're talking. And that's what we're trying to restore back to the People's House. Some sort of common sense, some semblance of sanity, where we're talking about the actual issues that are impacting people. Low teacher pay, public education, lack of investment in public education, right? We're talking about fixing a foster care system, and it all starts tying in together. Our law enforcement officers need better training. They need equipment that they don't have to pay for out of pocket, out of department budgets. We've got the money. We've got military members that are on SNAP benefits and welfare. We can't have that. These guys are our heroes. These guys go out, serve, and protect our country at the drop of a dime. You got to be able to pack and be ready to go within a few hours if need be. And the last thing you need to be worried about is how your kid's going to be able to eat with you gone. We have to do better as a society. We got to fix our VA system. we've got crisis in those categories. The crisis at the border apparently isn't that much of a crisis if they went ahead and turned down some fixable legislation that they had a couple of months ago, which was a bipartisan effort, and now everybody just wants to wait till the election. That's not how you handle things. I'm tired of playing politics. We need to start working for people.
Yep.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Rodney. Thank you, Crystal. I'll see y'all out on the trail.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.